The purpose of this mini-documentary series is to inform the audience of the various methods being used to implement agendas and conduct warfare on an unsuspecting people. The technology to control society's behavior is sophisticated and more advanced than the public is aware. Please share this video with others. It is important that people are armed with knowledge so that we can make informed decisions regarding humanity's future. Controlling your thoughts to gain power and influence has been a goal of governments, rulers, and dictators worldwide since the beginning of time. Early writing, temples, and artifacts show that propaganda was widely used by ancient Greece, Egypt, and the Mayans to project strength and power. For example, in 324 BC, Alexander the Great was officially deified so that he could legally repatriate 20,000 Greek who were in exile. He became the son of Zeus. Now that he was a god, he could override the established laws. Soon his face appeared on coins, replacing that of Hercules, the real mythological son of Zeus. Many statues and monuments were built in his honor. His image was found everywhere in the empire, on pottery, coins, buildings, and art. Alexander was the first recognized account using propaganda to maintain cohesion and control over a vast empire. They realized symbols could serve as a constant reminder of the conquered lands and subjected populations where the center of power resided. It is clear that these strategies have been used widely throughout history. Even in more recent times, we have seen these strategies being implemented. But since then, propaganda has evolved and became more sophisticated. A new term called psychological operations, or PSYOPs, was introduced by the military in 1917 to describe a focused scientific approach to controlling the outcomes of conflicts, elections, and other agendas by swaying public opinion. But it wasn't until 1952 that the Army had a formal developed capability using psychological operations categorized as unconventional warfare. At this point, PSYOPs were now a formal component of warfare. The military definition states, psychological warfare is the coordination and use of all means, including moral and physical, by which the end is attained, other than those of recognized military operations, but including the psychological exploitation of the result of those recognized military operations, which tend to destroy the will of the enemy to achieve victory and to damage his political or economic capacity to do so, which tend to deprive the enemy of the support, assistance, or sympathy of his allies or associates, or of neutrals, or to prevent his acquisition of such support, assistance, or sympathy, or which to tend to create, maintain, or increase the will to victory of our own people and allies, and to acquire, maintain, or to increase the support, assistance, and sympathy of the neutrals. The military claims that PSYOPs are for warfare, but thanks to whistleblowers, we know that intelligence agencies have been actively using PSYOPs to fix elections, overthrow governments, and blackmail. These techniques have been used for anything from gaining advantages in industries to central banks fixing monetary policy. For example, we know, based on whistleblower testimony, that PSYOPs have been used in Ukraine to fix their national elections, while Twitter and other cyber tools were used to sway public opinion at the same time. In 1980, a leaked military document called From PSYOP to Mind War, The Psychology of Victory, started to circulate throughout the informed public. The report discussed using more sophisticated tools to move from implementing PSYOPs, which are considered only accessories to war, to mind war, which is the main tool used in war. According to the military paper, mind war scenario must be preeminent in the mind of the commander and must be the principal factor in his every field decision. Further, it states, unlike PSYOP, mind war has nothing to do with deception or even with selected and therefore misleading truth. Rather, it states a whole truth. If it does not exist, it will be forced into existence. For the mind to believe its own decisions, it must feel that it made those decisions without coercion. Coercive measures used by the operative consequently must not be detectable by ordinary means. To conclude the research, the paper gives suggestions on how to conduct a successful mind war. There are some purely natural conditions under which minds may become more or less receptive to ideas, and mind war should take full advantage of such phenomena. It continues to list three scientific means of manipulating humans. 1. Atmospheric electromagnetic activity. Electromagnetic activity or energy is the entire spectrum of light. Examples include visible light, x-rays, microwaves, radio, television signals, and wireless networks such as 4G and 5G. The paper goes on to say that under varying external EM conditions, humans are more or less disposed to consideration of new ideas. Second, it proposes ionization of the air. The report states, the calculation of the ionic balance of a target audience's atmospheric environment will be correspondingly useful. An abundance of negative ions enhances alertness and exhilaration, while an excessive of positive ions enhances drowsiness and depression. Negative ions are found in higher concentrations in nature. The highest concentrations are found by waterfalls, in forests, mountains, and by the ocean. Whereas positive ions are found in city centers, enclosed office spaces, and by any area heavy in electronic devices. Third, it recommends extremely low frequency ELF waves. ELF waves, or electronic magnetic frequency waves, that they are proposing are the ones at the low part of the spectrum, those up to 20 hertz. The report states, infrasound vibration up to 20 hertz can subliminally influence brain activity to align itself to data, theta, alpha, and beta wave patterns, inclining an audience toward everything from alertness to passivity. Infrasound can be used tactically, as ELF waves endure for great distances, and it could be used in conjunction with media broadcasts as well. Bottom line, these applications can be used in conjunction with other methods to reprogram societies to follow the agenda without much resistance, and if successfully implemented, people will even embrace the agenda willingly. Author of this report generated in 1980 was Colonel Michael Aquino. He is worth discussing and will be featured more in part two of this series, but here's a brief description of Colonel Michael Aquino. Aquino is one of the most famous Satanists in the United States. He started this Temple of Set, which claims to have the highest number of followers in the satanic religion. Also, Aquino has been implicated in sworn testimony in most of the highly public satanic abuse cases in the past 40 years, including by Kathy O'Brien, the famous MKUltra mind control victim, Johnny Gosch, the young boy taken from a West Des Moines shopping mall parking lot in Iowa, the Jubilation Daycare Center at Fort Bragg, where several children reported being sexually abused, and the famous Franklin Credit Union scandal in Omaha, Nebraska. Despite hundreds of sworn testimonies by victims, nothing ever happened to Aquino. He was acquitted of all charges and protected by a shadowy group with enough power to allow a known child rapist to escape charges. Decades after his initial report, Aquino published a second edition book called Simply Mind War. The book was officially released on July 4th, 2016. In this book, he explains in more detail what entails a successful mind war and the array of advanced technology now available to conduct warfare on the mind. Part 2 will explore mind war and its effects on society today. You can find that at sarahwestall.com. Aquino's original research paper from 1980 and his second edition book from 2016 has been posted on Ebonair, my truth platform for subscribers. Also, please go to sarahwestall.com to see my latest documentary, Humanity's Decision. Thank you for supporting independent journalism and my work. God bless.